T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
As I mentioned in my commentary yesterday, I recently received an article from two liberal California relatives. The article written by Doyle McManus, a Washington columnist for the Los Angeles Times, who now lives in Northern Ontario, suggests that we here in the United States own too many guns. So I want to continue the summarization of my points addressing McManus's assertions. McManus believes one of the reasons there are so many more mass shootings in the U.S. than Canada is because the U.S. owns more guns per capita than Canada, and that might be the one reason the United States has about 7 times as many gun homicides on a per capita basis as Canada. Now, that is patently fallacious. As I noted yesterday, that when our fathers came home from World War II, they were allowed to bring their .45 handguns home with them. Most men did bring them home, and proportionally there were more homes with guns post-World War II, that's late 40s, 50s, and early 60s, than there are homes with guns today. So if the number of guns reasons into any given number of shootings, we would have seen the murder rate and perhaps the mass murder rate skyrocket from the mid-40s through the mid-60s. McManus snidely suggests the search for causes of mass shootings isn't so hard unless you're determined to obscure the fact that the United States alone among advanced countries allows unhinged people to obtain guns with ease. The fact is that the search for causes of mass shootings is not as easy as pointing to the ease with which unhinged people are able to obtain guns. People who buy guns do not go through a Rorschach test or any other test to determine what kind of personality they have. The sale of a gun is based on whether or not a person has a criminal background. If there is no criminal background, the individual is allowed to exercise his or her Second Amendment right. Also, it should be noted that whenever anyone lawfully purchases a weapon, they automatically go through a background check. No one walks into a gun store, picks up a gun off the shelves, and just buys it. Doesn't work that way. Yes, gangsters and other bad, evil people with criminal backgrounds do get guns, but they don't purchase them in the same legal sense that a non-felon would purchase one. They are criminals and they will flout the law regardless of the topic at hand. That is why they buy guns in the black market and they shoot and kill other people with those weapons. Bad people ignore laws. The fact is that most gun owners are respectful, do not commit crimes with their guns, and are, in fact, law-abiding citizens. People who are holders of concealed carry weapons permits do not show their guns in public. McManus compares Canadian federal law regarding anyone who wants to own a gun and how we deal with the issue in the United States. Canada requires people to get a license, which he states is as onerous as getting a driver's license. Well, here's a huge difference. In Canada, gun ownership appears to be a privilege that requires a license. Driving is a privilege and therefore requires a license. In the U.S., we know that it is our God-given right to own a gun. We know that one does not have to have a license for a right. For Canadians, gun ownership is a privilege. For Americans, it is a right. We should all be concerned about attacks on innocent people just going about their daily lives. But blaming an inanimate object is not going to solve the problem. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.